right. Y'all know what today is. It's time for y'all to go in that kitchen and get y'all that grilled cheese sandwich now. What's good, everybody? It's your boy ABC back at it again with another podcast installment of the Grilled Cheese Podcast. And today, I'm going to just lone wolf it today because I couldn't get a guest to come, unfortunately. So I tried. I really did. So it's just me up here today. And while I'm doing this, because I wasn't really planning on doing it without a guest today, so what I'm going to do is that I'm going to give the people on live, because I told y'all I was going to go live in this episode. I'm going to be a man of my word about it. So I'm live on Instagram right now. If you want to see me live right now, go to my Instagram or search Another Black Comedian right now. I'm on live right now. I'm going to only be on live for only so long because there's like a time limit on it. And then I'm going to switch over to Facebook Live. So for all who are tuned in right now on Instagram, feel free to come through, say something. You know, if you got a question, I'm going to answer it. I ain't really got a topic to talk about right now because, again, I don't have a guest. So I'm going to try to, like, bring five people in, you know, from on each live. So whoever I can get on there who wants to be in it or whatever, I'm going to try to get them on. And my first viewer on my Instagram live is Miss Malt Valley. I hope I'm saying your name right. I really hope I am. But what's going on with you, Miss Darling? What is on your mind? You're on the line. And y'all know usually it can't be a podcast if I don't play nothing. So what I'm going to be playing today is a game here called Jackpot. I'm going to show y'all what it is in a minute. So basically, what you got to do, you got to get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and spell jackpot with the two dots on the end. Once you get that, you win. But only thing is, if you mess up, you have to start back over. So, I'm going to be doing that myself right now. Miss Malt Valley, I'm going to go ahead and ask this right quick. Do you want to be added to this live right now? I'm already up here. Because like I said, I'm only going to add people who want to be up here. So if you want to be up here, appreciate it. Let me know if you would like to be on there. What's with the frown face? Am I saying your name wrong? I don't know. Again, if I mispronounce your name, I'm very sorry. I tried to pronounce it the best way I could. The really best way I could. So first number I got is 5. Alright, but Miss Malt Valley, would you like to be added to this live? Damn it, lost already. I gotta wait on her response to see if she would like to be added, because I'm not gonna add people who don't like to lose games. I don't like to lose games either, but it happens at times. But I done already lost when the thing first started. So you can call me Lay. Is it Lay or Lee? I gotta make sure I pronounce this right. I do not want to just mispronounce somebody's name up here. Yeah, I gotta make sure I pronounce your name right. But would you like to be added to this live right quick before I even do anything? I try to get people, because I want to bring people on the live. Like, so that way, like, we can interact a little bit. Go and get a 1 with that. Will I have to be on video? I'll be able to see you, but no one on the podcast will see you because it's only just sound. But since it's just on Instagram, it's only just going to be me and you right now on Instagram just doing this. And again, you don't have to, like, show your whole body, like, just your face, really. Or, if you want, you can have the camera pointed somewhere else, and you can just talk, which is fine. But, I'm only going to have people up here for, like, at least, like, 3 to 5 minutes, at least. Because that's how long they want to be on there for each live. So, would you like to be added right quick? Because, again, I don't want to just, you know, add somebody and then they don't really say anything. But, again, if I add you, you don't have to have the camera on you. You can just easily have it somewhere else or and just, like, talk in the mic, really. But, again, it's only just going to be me seeing it because you're the only person that's viewing it right now. As for, like, the podcast, like, no one will be able to see you. They'll just hear you. That's a no for the first person on the live that ain't going to be added, which is all right, which is perfectly okay. I done already lost in this game 3 times already now. I'm going to show y'all the process of this game real quick. You roll the dice. See, I got a 8. So, flip over that 8. Again, got a 6. So, since I already have this 6 flipped up, I have a choice between a 4 and a 2. So, I'm going to go with the 4 because that's my favorite number right there. So, yeah, that's how that game works. And at times, it can be very irritating. Very irritating, especially when you get like the last letter and you mess up. I swear that makes me mad every time. But Miss Lay, do you have a question for me at least to answer or a topic you would like me to discuss while you're on the live right now? I'm gonna get that 3 right there. I had to give my. If y'all keep hearing like a long pause in this for a minute, it's because I'm giving like the person on the live a chance to like write a question or give me a topic to talk about. So that way, you know, I'm being fair to them, but it's not. Look at this. Y'all see what I mean? But it gets aggravating at times. Look how close I am. It's spelling jackpot. And look what I just rolled. So that means I have to start all the way back over. I would have been added, but it's been not here every time. Well, appreciate you for tuning in. But right quick, do you have like a question for me? You'd like for me to answer while I'm on here? I'm giving like, this is basically a free day for the guests. Well, for the people on live, really. Because again, I don't really have a guest right now and it's just me. So, I might talk about something very random at the moment, but I don't know what to talk about yet. So, I'm going to leave that up to whoever is on the live to give me something to talk about. It can be just from asking me a simple question, or if you have a topic you'd like me to discuss myself about or get my opinion on. And for those who are seeing this live, if you see me wearing this towel, do not worry about that. That is my own decision. Now I'm going to get a 1 right there. Please tell me about your head. Alright, so she want to know why I wear this towel. Well, for those who are seeing this live, for some reason, ever since I did like the first episode of this podcast, I've always just worn a towel because I don't know why. I feel like I go into like a mode or something whenever I wear it like this, and it's just comfortable for me. And like, it might get a little toasty under, but that's why I have a fan on at the moment, so that way it can kind of keep me cool off at the same time while I'm having this on. But this is just like my own personal choice. He said pink is a good well, appreciate it. But yeah, that's really the main reason why I wear this towel on my head right now. Just because I just want to like have something just to. I honestly don't even have an honest response to that question, honestly, because I guess I just wear it just because. You know, yeah, I know it's like with your fashion, but right quick, y'all go ahead and you know, y'all feel free to search Miss Lay on her Instagram, Malt by Lay. MaltByLeigh. Be sure to give that a look. She's a very, very gorgeous individual. And she stays stylish every day. I ain't never seen a day she don't look fine. I'm just saying. You ain't no way you can just be fine all the time, but for her it's possible. So y'all want, if y'all want to, y'all can feel free Should go. Might go for the look. All right. Well, I hope I gave you some inspiration right there. But y'all be sure to definitely check out her page. She's a very, very, very pretty individual. And again, it's probably going to gain her some followers more than it's going to gain me some. So I didn't had Instagram for a good while now, and I still ain't got what I didn't want yet with my followers. Well, I just had a person ask me, when am I going to start the podcast? Starting it right now, fam. So, if this person decides to come by on the podcast, oh well, it's going to be already started. I'm not looping nothing over. Y'all getting the live show today. It's going to be live now. It's going to be live. Well, right quick, Miss Lee, do you have another question for me? Because I know it's a little late over there in your time zone. Do you have another question for me? It could even be about the southern slang I've been using at times. Sue, do you have another question for me? Oh, she thinking on the question, folks. I don't, man. See, I'm gonna show you how close I am again up here. See, I needed a 3 and an 8, and what a damn 10. I told y'all with this game. I mean, he can still come if you want to, It's just gonna be right there in it. So I can't get over the can't get over the pink towel. Well, I don't know why, but like, I guess a couple months ago, I just got into like wearing a towel in my head for some odd reason. It used to be just like for after I get out the shower, because if I just like got a haircut or something, I don't want my hair to be like in the air, cool air, after I got out the shower, because it'll make me get all stopped up in my nose, which y'all can kind of tell with the way I'm sounding right now. But that's really the main reason why I be wearing a towel sometimes. So, and then I just kind of gotten used to it now. So, I mean, hey, I might have just, this ain't no trend I started over here, but it's just something I do. It's something I do for myself. But, right quick, Miss Lee, she don't have another question for me. I know it's kind of hard for you to think of a question right now with a towel in my head. You know what? I'll make it easy for you. I'm going to have the camera on the game I'm playing so that way you can think of the question for me. And say, you know, you just wear what you... Yeah, I'm going to wear what I want to wear and be who I want to be, cuz. Got that 9 right there. But yeah, if you got another question for me, well, what I think I'll do is, like, if I can't bring anybody on a live, I'll give them a chance to ask me, like, at least 2 to 3 questions or give me a topic to talk about. So, Ms. Lee, do you happen to have another question for me? Again, to make the... your thinking process easy for you, I'm gonna put the camera on a game I'm playing, so that way you don't have to look at my gorgeous tie right here. Like I said, I can see what I got right now. I need a 2, 3, 4, and 6. Oh, got that 6 right there. Let me see what I got right there. Got a damn 7. That's what I gotta do every time when I don't get a number. So Miss Lay is thinking of a question for me. I know you like my favorite Disney film. If I had to choose my favorite Disney film, honestly, that's hard. It'll probably have to be The Incredibles. The Incredibles is like my favorite Disney anime. Well, Disney movie. It's a tie between that one and Toy Story, honestly. Because I like both of them and I can watch them repeatedly on end. But it's kind of hard for me to choose. But like for the moment right now, I'm going to go with The Incredibles. If y'all have a Disney film that y'all like, feel free to leave me a DM on Instagram about it at Another Black Comedian on IG. And I will chat with you a little bit. And got me a 9 on the 4. Well, that's my favorite Disney film. I have not seen the recent Toy Story yet, though. I'm kind of mad, but I do need to see it. Because it's kind of hard to see one movie when all the good ones keep coming out at the same time. Shit ain't fair. 5-4. Getting that 4. You like Mary Poppins? Honestly, I've heard of Mary Poppins, but I've never seen it on the real. I've never seen Mary Poppins at all. I know of it, but I've never seen it. I've never seen Mary Poppins. That's probably sad for me to even say that, but I've never seen Mary Poppins. Even as a kid, like it, even like in class, they would never show Mary Poppins to me. So I know of Mary Poppins, just never seen the movie. But like I've heard, it was an all right movie, but lost again with this. Hopefully, I got a 5-1-4. Well, Miss Lay, is that all the questions you have for me today? If you have another one, please feel free to answer. Well, yeah, again, like, I know the gist of the movie Mary Poppins, but I've never seen the movie from beginning to end. I've never seen it at all. Again, I know of it. You know, I know like what she is, but I've never seen the whole movie from beginning to end. And I know it's a musical. So, thing is, I don't mind musicals sometimes, but I'm not a big fan of them. Because I feel like that just drags the movie out to be longer than what it is. And that's just my take on musicals right there. Because, again, I don't mind musicals. I've seen a couple musicals in my time. But, like, only musical I can say I liked was like The Color Purple on Broadway, I guess you would call that a musical. But again, that's the only musical I can actually like. If I had like a musical movie, well, appreciate you for the support though, Miss Lay. Appreciate you for the support. But right quick, y'all feel free to go show some love on her profile. It's at Malt Ballet all together is MaltBlegh. So feel free to go scroll that profile, give her some love. Again, very gorgeous individual. You will not regret going to that page. Now, as I was saying before, like if I had to choose like my favorite musical movie, on the real, honestly, it would have to be Dreamgirls, because like it's just like certain songs in there I'll just, you know, start singing out of nowhere. And it's like some parts in that movie / musical that I really like. So, and plus, it's like all black cast. So, black excellence. And 3, I'm going to go with a 1 for right now. So, I can be close to this. But, that's my whole take on musicals. Again, I'm not knocking anybody who likes musicals. But I'm not a big fan of them. Like, I'll watch it, but I might get bored within the middle of the movie because it's like it's dragging out too long for what it is because of the songs in it. But like, the very first musical I've seen was A West Side Story. So, let me know what musicals y'all have seen and what musicals y'all like. So, maybe I might feel free to take a look at it or whatever. Sorry for that, y'all. I was drinking some water right quick. But yes, that was my good friend, Miss Lay. Or Lee. I hope I'm saying your name right. I really hope I am. But I'm glad she came to support your boy on the live show. And we still got time to go, folks. We still got time in this thing. I might stay on live on Instagram until this thing tells me to get off. or I might, like, if I can make it to a 30-minute mark, I'm gonna try to. I'm gonna really try to. But yeah, Miss Lay, appreciate you for coming through and showing support. And I know you probably gonna hear this episode of the podcast. And hopefully y'all can catch her live on the next one, possibly. Hopefully. But I might do a live episode again, possibly, like the first episode of the next season of this podcast. Or I might do it again on the 10th episode, which is like the season finale. I might do that, possibly. I'm not quite sure yet. All depends on who I can get and if they can show up. Because I want like the 10th episode to be like a very special episode to me. So I'm trying to get a group of people who I have met who are very, very extraordinary individuals to come on so y'all can hear us chat about them a little bit. But in the meantime, again, y'all feel free to go to Miss Malt Ballet's page and just show her tons of love on her photos. Because, yo, honestly, I thought she was a model this whole time, fam. I swear, I thought she was a model this whole time. As fine as she is, you would assume it in the pictures she'd be taking with the whole angles and things. I'm telling you, bruh, I thought she was a model the whole time. As fine as she is. It didn't make no sense. Like, how you this fine? It ain't no model. But it happens to some people, I guess. I guess they do. But I'm just saying, ain't no way you can be this fine and just be a regular person, though. It's just no way. Damn it. I rolled a 12. 6 on the beat. And again, I know Miss Lay is probably tired of hearing me saying how fine she is, but damn it, you just fine. I'm just gonna put it out there. You're fine now. I got it. I did something, but I ain't going to say what I did. You know, just out of respect for Miss Lay, I ain't going to say what I did. But I had a feeling I would do it, though. I had a feeling I would do it. But, again, I'm just saying, I'm sorry I just keep saying it, but if you're really tired of me saying it, please let me know so I can stop telling you that. Because, again, it makes no sense how you this fine and you just a regular person. It just don't make sense to me. It's like, well, 7 on the 4, but I'm going to go with a 1 right now. Very, very, she said she's very, very normal. Well, you might be a normal individual, a very normal individual, but you are a very fine individual. But, yeah. But again, y'all feel free to show her some love on her page. If y'all could at least show some love on mine, get me to at least 500 with my followers. Because, shoot, I haven't had Instagram in so long, I still haven't even reached 500 yet. And for those who already know me, y'all know why I'm trying to get my following up. Y'all already know the business. I'm trying to get on Wildin' Out now. Because Mr. Now Evan said I need a following first. So, we're going to make that happen. I got an 8 on the 4. Oh, got a 3 on them. But yeah, Miss Lay, if you have one more question left, you know, feel free to ask it before like you tune off or whatever. Again, feel free to. I'll even put the camera back on the game just so you can have a little thinking process there. Let's see, I rolled a doggone it, rolled a 7, but I needed a 2 and a 5 now. Roll a 5 on the 4. If I roll like a double like this, I had to just choose that one number from it. So, you gotta sleep. Well, I'll let you go and get your sleep there, Miss Darling. It's been good having you on the podcast. So it's been good having, well, on the live, really. It's been good having you on the live. So, I appreciate you showing support like you said you would. Hopefully, I can get more people to come in this thing. Hopefully, because again, I'm only going to do this on Instagram for probably 30 minutes. And then go to Facebook. Sorry if you heard me burp on the podcast and on live, but I'm a normal individual, so I will do that. But, see, now, why are you going to sit there and tell that lie for him and say you ain't going to look good tomorrow? You know you're going to look good tomorrow. You don't have to try to look good. You just look good regardless. You don't have to try to look good. You just look good regardless. It's like, I just know too many fine people, though. It just, man, y'all say y'all ain't going to look too good tomorrow. Like, you just... And I won't remember. You gonna look fine. You gonna look fine. Trust me. She said she ain't gonna look fine tomorrow. But you know what? I don't believe that. You gonna look fine regardless. See, the thing is, you ain't even gotta try to look fine and you look fine. See, that's the thing. I know too many people who are like that. They would like literally come out looking just as normal as possible. And they'll be the day they look their finest. It's just like, like, I know some people, I know like one friend of mine, she was sitting there looking all fine, and she was just wearing nothing but sweatpants and a shirt. Nigga, I don't know what it was, but something about her and that look, it just made her look 10 times finer. And she was like, really? I just got on this today. Well, you look fine in it, though. Well, just like Miss Lay, no matter what she wear or how she look, she's gonna look fine anyway. So, got a 7 on the 4. What is that? I'm glad I made you laugh there, Ms. Lair. Glad I made you laugh, because that's how I like to do it. I like to make people laugh. So I'm glad I'm making you laugh. That means I'm doing something. Doggone, I keep rolling what over I'm supposed to get. I thought I dropped that song for a minute. That's it. No. I'm going with a 4 on it, though. But anyway, Miss Lay, appreciate you for coming through and showing support and everything. And I know you said it's very late over there for you. So if you got to get some sleep, feel free to go ahead and do that, because everybody need their sleep every now and then. But again, thanks for tuning in. Hopefully you can come live on the next time I do this. So you have a wonderful night there, darling. And I know you still gonna look fine tomorrow, regardless. So we're gonna leave it at that. Y'all give it up for Miss Lay, Miss Malt by Lay, for coming through on the live right quick. Y'all give some love to her. Roll a 7 on the 4. Now, I think I've been on live for like at least 20 some minutes now. Hopefully, again, I might just do it like a 30 minute mark for this one, because like I don't think I might get anyone else to come live on Instagram, because again, with all the followers I have on Instagram, I don't get nowhere near as many likes or views on my, you know, stuff. That doesn't make any sense, but y'all know how that goes. So we'll see. If you can come out there when you can, that's all right with me. If you can come out there when you can, or show some love, whatever, that's all. I'll take that over anything. 9 on 4. Alright, y'all. Look how close I am on this now. I need a 2 and an 8. Alright, I just rolled a 9. I flipped it up. Now, this is a very crucial roll right now, y'all. Whew! Got a 2. All I need is an 8. I think I'm gonna get it. If y'all think I'm gonna get that 8, show some love right now. Motherfucker! I needed an 8, but rolled a 9. You black bastard. You black bastard. I'll call anybody a black bastard, y'all, just so you know. Regardless of your race, I don't even care who you is. I'll call you a black bastard regardless. All right, 6. But, let's see. Well, now, I didn't even realize it was back to school time for some of the schools and stuff. And to all who are going back to school, man, y'all better just embrace those times while you can, because the adult world is not fun. You crave that junk so much when you were a kid, because until you get hit with them responsibilities, you regret that shit instantly. I'm telling you right now. Well, since I can't really get no one to come live on Instagram right now, I'm about to switch over to Facebook Live. So again, if you do have me as a friend on Facebook, just look up Julian Scober with another black comedian on the taglines and come through. It's just some support on the Facebook Live. So I'm about to call the Instagram one. I'm about to call this Instagram Live done right now because I don't got many people on here anyway, and I've been up here for 30 minutes now on it. So we're going to switch that over to Facebook Live. So peace on the Instagram Live right now. We're going to end that live right there. Again, shout out to Miss Lado, yo, for being out one trooper to support on the, being that one trooper that shows support on my live, man. Appreciate you, though. Appreciate you for that. All right, let's see. Now it's time to go to the Book of Faces and go live on there. All right, let's see. All right. What we're going to do is we're going to go to that right there. And this, we're going to hit this. We're going to hit this what's on your mind thing right here. And then once you do that, you're going to hit that go live on the fam. All right. Start this live thing on them, folks. What's good, everybody, on the Facebook Live? I just got done doing my Instagram Live. I didn't have no love on that one, so hopefully I'll get some love on this one. But again, for those who are tuning in on my Facebook Live, if you want, you can view my Instagram Live. Not really if you want to, but you can. And I'm going to go ahead and explain the game I'm playing again. The game I'm playing is called Jackpot. So I'm going to explain the rules of this game again in a minute. What's going on with you, though, Miss Danielle? You tuned in on the live show today. What's good with you? I'm about to explain this game I'm playing right quick, though. Game I'm playing is called Jackpot. So what it is, you roll the dice. Whatever that dice is, I got a 7. Flip that up. Try to get jackpots 1 through 9. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Jackpots. But note to self, if I mess up on a number, I have to start over. So let's say if I rolled a 7, right? Started off and then like rolled a 12. I got to start all the way over regardless of where I am. So, Miss Danielle, while you on the line, what's on your mind? Do you have a question for me at this time? Ooh, that's, I be getting good at my rhyming at times. That's, I be impressing my own self with it at times. But yeah, since this is a live show today, I'm going to give the people who tune in on live a chance to ask me a question or a topic to discuss. So that way, I'm giving them a chance to, you know, be interactive on my podcast for today. I'm a lone wolf on it today. I tried to get a guest to come. I really did. Things came up for him, so you can't hold him responsible for that. They said, no, but like, appreciate you for liking the rhymes, though. Yo, I just be rhyming on accident at times. I don't even mean to do it on purpose. I just do it by accident. All right. Hey, my good old coworker, Mr. Jacob. What's good with you, fam? You got a question for me at this time? Are you on the live? Even if you just want to watch me say something weird or just say something random at times, thank you for your supports. Cause I'm trying, I ain't getting no love on my Instagram live, y'all. I did not at all. So appreciate y'all who are tuning in right now on Facebook Live, though. I might get a little bit more viewers on Facebook than I would on Instagram, but appreciate y'all for tuning in on them, though. Let's see. We got a full... Hey, we got 3 of them, though. So, when I was on live on Instagram, I had my friend Lay ask me, you know, what was my favorite Disney movie or whatever. And for those who didn't see it, see my Instagram live, I will tell you what it was again. For those on the podcast, you're going to have to hear it again anyway. But my favorite Disney movie is The Incredibles. It was a tie between that one and Toy Story. If you have a favorite Disney movie, feel free to leave it in the comment section on this live, fam. In the meantime, she gave me a recommendation to check out Mary Poppins. I know of the movie, I've just never seen it before. So I'm not a big musical person, so that's why I didn't really care to see Mary Poppins, but I know of her. So I got 7 months. But to those who are on this live, hey, Miss Chastity came in on the live. My good friend Chastity came through on the live today, people. Miss Chastity, you know, I'm going to wave to everybody who tuned in on the live today. I'm going to wave to all y'all who tuned in on the live right there. Miss Chastity, do you have a question for me while you on the live today? There's a Homebound and Devin Luck. I've heard of Homebound too. I've still never seen it yet. I will definitely check that out, though. I will definitely check that out. And again, whoever tunes in on the live, I'm going to try to add at least 5 people if I can. So, if you want to be added to the live, I will ask you to get your permission first. And again, you're just on my live. Even though your voice is on the podcast, no one can see you on the podcast. So, therefore, it's just me and you on a visual tip there. Board 6 there. So, Miss Danielle, would you like to be added to my live for today? I'll always ask whoever is on the live if they would like to be added. So that way, I won't just add the one person that see whoever comes on live. I just always got to ask them. I'm going to go with a 2 because I always miss that every time. All right, y'all. First off, I'm going to show you how close I am again up here. See? Look how close I am. I need a 3 and an 8. Got a 3. All I need is an 8. You at work, man. I ain't going to get you in trouble if you're at work. Damn it! You see how close this game will make you, this game will really make you irritated. If you have very little patience, I would advise you to not play this game. I really would advise you to not play this game at all. Alright, well, since I can't add on the live, do you have a question for me at this time? If I can't add anyone on the live, I'll give them at least 3 questions to ask me, at least, or a topic they'll like me to discuss. So, while you're on the live at this time, do you have a question or topic that's on your mind? I'm going to go with a 1, because I always have trouble getting a 1 later on in this. Who is the other viewer on this live? Please make yourself known. Again, if I have like a long pause, that means I'm giving the person on live a chance to like think of a question to ask me or whatever. So that way, you know, I can give them time to come up with a question. So I'm going to go with a 6 on that one now. Somebody done popped off. Hot hammock! I don't know how long I can stay live on Facebook. I think it's only for like 30 minutes, if I'm not mistaken. So, basically, whenever this thing tells me to go off, I'm gonna just go off. Because I was on Instagram for 30 minutes, so I guess kind of do it half and half here. Since I ain't got a guest, it's going to be kind of hard for me to just go a whole hour. So, got an 8 on 4. Well, they tuned off for right now, but I appreciate the support y'all showed at that time. But, again, I got off on topic my own damn self. And I was talking about people going back to school and stuff. But, to all those who are going back to school, starting a new grade or whatever, I know right now, I think it's the elementary, middle school that's going back to school right now, but the high school don't go back to like a couple weeks, I think, if I'm not mistaken. And my advice for any freshman that's going into high school at this time, freshman and senior advice I'm going to give. Freshman advice, when you first get there, do not pop off at the mouth. Do not do that. Stay in your lane. Make your own friends your own way. Because once you pop off at the mouth, you gonna be that one nigga in class. You gonna be that one nigga in school. That's all I'm gonna tell you. I'm not gonna tell you what your outcome gonna be, but I'm gonna tell you, you're gonna be that one nigga in school. All right. As for my seniors, the one advice I can give y'all is y'all better be prepared as much as you can. That's all I can say. Cause as soon as you hit that stage, folks, soon as you hit that stage, it's over. It's over. To some, it's a beginning. To some, it's over. So, again, be wise and be prepared. That's all I can say for the seniors. But low-key, I'm going to be real. I kind of miss, like, that back-to-school moment, honestly. Because it is, like, it just gets you hyped for a new start, I guess. I'm drinking water, people on the podcast. It just gives you that rush, like, you know you're going to get a new start. Or, you know, try to become a better person throughout time. And, I think that's what I really miss, though, about, like, the whole back-to-school vibe. But, like, I don't miss, like, high school, elementary school itself. I miss certain things about it. I don't miss the whole thing itself. Like, the one thing I do, if I can name, I'm going to try to name two things from each school that I miss. Like, from both elementary / middle and high school. If I can think of two things from, elementary / middle school that I miss. I really miss the, what is it? I miss how, like, the transition in between classes, I guess. Because, like, it just feel like when you know you don't have a class with all your niggas in there, you know you're gonna see them, you walk that hallway, and it just gets you hyped for no reason at all. It's just like that. And I miss, like, when you would go to, like, certain places by yourself without a pass. Or, well, you're supposed to have a pass, but you don't have one anyway. So, that's one thing I miss about it. Well, the other thing I miss about, like, middle / elementary. I kind of miss the bus rides because, like, bus rides, yo, would be the most entertaining thing out the whole day. Either, like, morning or, like, afternoon. Because, like, a fight could pop off first thing on the bus because niggas been holding that shit in since yesterday. Or it can pop off as soon as they get on the bus that afternoon. Again, I just one thing I missed, though, about elementary / middle school. And then, like, the bus drivers themselves, they would try to get involved and resolve the situation knowing that only could do so much at the time. And how, like, we used to mess with the bus driver a lot of times too. That was always fun. And I'm gonna go with the two right there. But as for high school, I miss, if I can name two things from high school that I miss, I do miss theater out of all things. For those who don't know, I did do theater for 4 years. In high school, I miss that most of all. And I miss some of the teachers there. Some, not all. Because again, you're always going to have that one teacher you ain't like. You're always going to have that one you ain't like. But that's all I can say that I miss about middle, elementary, and high school. Who just popped in on my live right there? Who just popped in on it? Right quick, I'm going to show you how close I am at this game right now. See how close I am to spelling jackpot? Now watch me not roll a 7. I'm saying, watch me not roll a 7. Wow. Rolled a 7. Which means I got jackpot in this. Finally. Y'all do not know how long it'll take to spell one word on this game. It'll literally take you. Yeah, it took me almost an hour to spell this word. Almost an hour. I ain't slow or nothing, but still. It's just, it took me a whole hour almost to spell that one word. Alright. I'm going to try to see if I can spell it again for the win. I'm trying to think if there's anything else that I kind of miss. Because, like, honestly, I got hyped up about high school from seeing like shows and movies about it, which is not the right thing to do because it's not going to be nowhere like it, really. And I would think, you know, with certain high schools, you would have like more activities to do. Hey, Miss Jenna on the live today. I don't see her, but I see her. It's just, it's weird because, like, you know how Facebook Live is. It'll show you someone is on live, but you can't see their icon up there. So, Miss Shannon, you own a line at this time. What's on your mind? Do you have a question for me at this time? Because right now, I'm doing the live. Yo, my best friend just popped in on him. I don't know why I got hype over that. My good friend, Miss Tanya, just popped in on live. What is good with you? Yeah, get me a full one out on that there. Again, for those who are on live, what's good with you? For those who are on the live, do you have a question for me at this time? Or would you like me to bring you on the live? I'll holler for you, though. I'll holler for you. But right quick, would you like me to add you on this live so you can be a part of the podcast and the live? I still didn't see all Swamp Thing yet. I still have not seen all Swamp Thing yet. Honestly, I haven't. I do need to catch up on it, though, and see what other episodes I was in. So, that being said, damn it. I'll start over. What is your question then, Miss Tony? If you have a question for you, I doubt you look like you say you're looking right now, even though you look fine regardless. But what's your question? What is your question for me? If I can't like bring no one in on the live, I'll give them three questions to ask me. So you said you had a question. I had a question. So what's your question for me? I got 8 on right there. Again, I'm just your question ill. Your question ill what? Your question ill. Alright, trying to see what that question is. Give me a minute, y'all. It's taking a while for the question to come through. So she got a question. It's gonna take a while for it to come through right now. Yeah, it's gonna be full. Got a full one full. Seven right there. What's your question though, Miss Tanya? What's your question? Again, if it's the, I feel it's gonna be a long question. Because I'm taking your mind and typing in. Yeah, I figured it would. Okay, it says, when you realize people that you thought were supposed to be your best friend and always be there for you, turned out they really aren't your best friend. I'm kind of lost with your question. I'm kind of lost. What kind of question are you trying to ask? I'm kind of lost what you're trying to say here. Say, do you talk to them to figure out what their problem is? Do I personally do that? No, because, again, the thing is, I recently just cut off a person I thought was my best friend about it. So, thing is, I was cool with this dude for, like, years. Since third grade, I was cool with him. It seemed like after we graduated high school, no complete contact. I'll try to reach out every time. Guess what? No response. So I got to the point now where if I'm not, I'm trying to like distance myself from people who don't want to be involved with me. So if I'm really done trying to earn their attention, and at that point, I'm just like, you know what? I ain't going to force you to talk to me if you don't want to, cuz. And I'll just cut you off right there. That's why I've been cutting off people left and right, honestly. That's probably why my whole social circle is very small. So, again, to that question, say, do you just walk away? Yeah, walk away from them. If they don't be bothered with you, don't be bothered with them. Shit. Don't be bothered with them. Because, like, you are a unique individual. If they don't want to be, you know, around you no more, then you ain't got to force them to.
Okay, so, or do you finally realize your worth is more important and you shouldn't waste your time because you know there are better people in the world that deserve your time?
Yes, there are better people in the world that deserve your time. And they just so happen to not be that person who is worthy of your time. I had to learn that lesson the hard way with a whole bunch of friends I used to have. So, I just had to cut them off. Cut them off. Damn it. I got real close to spelling jackpot, y'all. Hold on. I got real close to spelling it. Look how close I am, and look what I rolled. Damn it. But, yeah, that's my whole answer to that question. If they don't want to be, if they're not worthy of your time, do not try to earn their attention to be, you know, worthy of their time. So, yeah. Cut them off. If they feeling that way, and if they ain't having that same energy no more, all right, fam, cutting you off. Again, that's why my social circle is very small. I done cut off a whole bunch of people. But, yeah, cut them off, fam. Do you have another question for me at this time? Oh, six on. Do you have another question for me? Or a discussion or a topic you would like me to talk about? Appreciate you for sharing the video so you can get more people to come in on this thing. Chastity was up here early, but she didn't say nothing. But I'm still glad I got one person on this thing right quick. I ain't had nobody. I had one person on my Instagram live, and that was Lay or Lee. I hope I'm pronouncing her name right. I really am. But she was the only person that came through and showed love on my Instagram live. All right. It said, now I realize why entire rappers are called Tower. All right. She said, now I realize why towel rappers are called towel rappers. Why is that? Why is that then? Why are towel rappers called towel rappers? See, no, not Leah Lay. L-E-I-G-H or L-E-I-G. I hope I spelled her name right. Old girl from Instagram I was telling you about earlier. She only Tanya knows this person I'm talking about on Instagram right now. So I wish it, I wish old girl from Orange is the New Black would come on my live, she would have to follow me first, but but man, speaking of Orange is the New Black, said because they were tired now, not that too. I mean, I ain't gonna call myself no rapper or nothing, but you know, I spit a few bars from time to time, you know, I'm like joking around with it. Okay, so it's not Lee. Oh, okay, alright, if that's Lee. But, I just finished, Orange is the New Black, man. That was a very emotional season, yo. That's where it was. I ain't gonna spoil it for nobody that ain't seen it yet, but this is like the most emotional season of Orange is the New Black right now. Damn, I'm mad. Cause if I got a nigga for a couple episodes, I swear if I got a nigga, I was trying my heart, you know what? I'm gonna be real on live. I almost cried, honestly. I almost did, but I didn't. So, like, there are certain moments, especially like the very last scene of the episode, man. Like, it almost got a nigga. I swear it almost did. But, nah, y'all ain't gonna see me cry on that. Y'all ain't gonna see me do it. Oh, I got three on the go. But, my good friend, Ms. Tanya, do you have another question for me? Again, since I can't bring nobody on the live, I give them three questions to ask me. Oh, I got a photo. Again, if you hear a long pause on this podcast, it means I'm giving the person on live a chance to think of the question they're trying to ask me. So, damn it! I dropped the dice. Hold on for a minute, y'all. Now I'm back. But, do you have another question for me, Miss Tanya, while you on this live? Would you pursue your acting career, or do you think it's too much of a... Honestly, I would pursue my acting career, but like, I want to pursue it, but the thing is, I'm kind of scared to pursue it at the same time. Because, like, okay, I can still pursue it by still branching with other things. So, like, what am I trying to word this? Like, I'll still pursue my acting career or try to, but I still want to do something else on the side so that way it can still, I can still be me as a, like, that type of entertainer, but still do acting at the same time. See what I'm saying? I hope I'm answering that question right for you.
You should never be scared to pursue. You are right. You never should be scared to pursue anything, but you're always going to have that self-doubt in your system. Even though you try to be positive, that self-doubt is just going to come in, though. And I guess that's... I have a lot of self-doubt, so...
And whatever you put your mind to, you can accomplish.
That is a fact, Miss Tonya. That is a definite fact. When you put your mind to things, you can accomplish it. There's a whole bunch of things I'm going to put my mind to that I kind of accomplished. But, like, for this podcast, for instance, I'm glad I'm putting my mind to this, too. So that way, I can accomplish more with it in the long run. But, because, again, I don't just, like, want to... Well, I mostly want to do acting, but, like, I'm still pursuing different avenues. Like, you see, if I do stand-up, I open mic night or whatever. And, again, doing this podcast, so I'll still have different avenues. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh. I'm cool. I'm going to take this water right quick.
I'm about to choke my water for a minute. Excuse me.
Alright, Miss Tonya, you got one more question left in you? You got one more question left? But she made a very good point, though. You made a very good point, though, about, you know, you should never be afraid to pursue anything you put your mind to. You made a very good point. Very good point. But again, y'all, you're always going to have that self-doubt in yourself. So... if you want to go with your gut, feel free to go ahead with your gut. But again, you're always going to have self-doubt in the long run. So, that's just my personal opinion. Other people might feel otherwise. But, that's just my personal opinion. And again, I've self-doubted myself a lot with things. So, I guess I haven't really fully gotten my confidence level up yet.
Your next question is, what's your next question?
Your next and last question. Alright, what you got for me, darling?
Next and last question. Y'all, I'm gonna give her a minute to think of that question. Cause everybody gonna be asking all them questions. Some of them.
I was a wild laugh, but I didn't even see the question yet. Sorry, y'all, if I sound kind of like I'm stopped up right now. My allergies are really bothering me today.
When you go to the
Hold on, yo. I gotta be calling my ass this. Okay.
My question is, when you go to the bathroom and you take a shit, what do you do when you have no toilet paper?
Alright, what do I do when I have no toilet paper? Well, I improvise, that's what I do. I improvise. If I ain't got no tissue, I'm still not gonna use no paper towel to clog my thing on toilet up. But, oh, believe me, I'll find a way. I'll find a way to get that situation taken care of. So that way, that's an odd question. Yo, I can't stop laughing at the question. That was a very odd question, though, fam. Explain. What you mean, explain? Like, what you mean, explain? Like, my process to do this? You want me to explain, like, what I do if I don't have no toilet paper?
Like, all right. You're my honest. Yeah. You did throw funny, but I wasn't in there. Yes, you did. But you want, here's what I would personally do if I had no toilet paper. All right. It's a very top secret. No one else know I do this. All right. If I'm in that moment and I don't have no toilet paper, I get me a roll from under the sink. See, I get me a roll from under the sink.
Said, would you use a sock, towel,
shower curtain? If I was using washcloth, it would have to be already done with, because if I just got out the shower, that would be the only way I'll use it. But, a shower curtain. A shower curtain would feel weird for me to use, though, honestly. I couldn't use no shower curtain. That would just feel really weird to me. But if I had to choose from those things you just said, I would definitely choose a washcloth. Definitely choose a washcloth. Because at least with a washcloth, you get like at least 2 to 3 wipes in there, at least I would think. But you get at least that much in there with it. I can't even. Oh man. Well, that is going to conclude my very first live episode of the Grilled Cheese Podcast. And again, I had no guests with me today. I really tried to get a guest, but things that came up. So this concludes my very first live episode. And again, if y'all haven't followed me yet, y'all better do so at Another Black Comedian on Instagram. And yeah, gotta love you, Smooth. Yeah, I do love you too, Smooth. But so feel free to follow me on my platform. And as always, I'd like to give a shout out to my lovely co-host who could not be here with me today. I really could have used you today, Miss Mentonic. I really could have used you today. But shout out to Miss Mentonic, who could not be with me today on this episode because she got her own little things to take care of. So hopefully she'll come back when she can. And in the meantime, y'all know to tune in to the next installment. And y'all better be sure to get y'all that good cheese sandwich I've been telling y'all about. And until then, y'all have officially been served with y'all serving of the Grilled Cheese Podcast.